רמב״ם, יסודי התורה. Still running away from the hurricane. Just to clarify some of the points we discussed here. The Rambam says in Hilchot Yesodei HaTorah, Perek Aleph, Yesod HaYesodot VeAmud HaChokhmot, the foundation of all foundations and the pillar of wisdom, Lida Sheyesh Sham Matsui Rishon, is to know that the world is a creator. Literally an original existing entity who is the cause of all causes. Who mamtzi kol nimsa, and he created everything that exists. B'chol nimsaim mishamayim va'aretz u'ma shebineihem lo nimtzu ela me'amitat himatzo. And everything else that exists besides him, whether in the heavens or in the earth, and what's in between heaven and earth, do not exist Ella from the fact of his being. Because he is the cause of all that was created. The words of the Rambam are very deep, and to really understand them you have to understand philosophy. Because he's using philosophical language, and those who are versed in this wisdom of philosophy know exactly what he means and why he used these terms and these adjectives, etc. Im ya'aleh al hada'at shehu enu matzui, and if you would imagine for a minute that he does not exist, ein davar aher yachol himatzot, nothing else could exist. Because he is the cause of everything that exists. He created all. ואם יעלה על הדעת שאין כל הנמצאים מלבדו מצויים, הוא לבדו יהיה מצוי. And if you imagine that nothing else exists, that's no problem, he exists. Because his existence does not depend on things that he created, that they are a sign that he exists. His existence is the only absolute fact that there is anywhere and forever. He exists. That's the only fact which can never ever be disputed. Other things were created, yes or no, before creation, he was there. after everything will dissolve and disappear, he will be there. ואם יעלה על הדעת שאין כל הנמצאים מלבדו מצויים, הוא לבדו יהיה מצוי. ולא יבטל הוא לביטולם. The fact that everything else ceases to exist doesn't cause that he will not be existing anymore. Because his existence doesn't depend on anything else. שכל הנמצאים צריכים לו. All other existing entities need him for their existence and can only exist through him. והוא ברוך הוא, אינו צריך להם. He doesn't need them to prove that he exists. ולא לאחד מהם, not even one of them. לפיכך אין אמיתתו כאמיתת אחד מהם. That means, and therefore, the truth of his existence is not like other truths. Meaning, all other truths are dependent on him. And can only be because he wanted them. But the truth of his existence is absolute. It doesn't depend on what he created or what will cease to exist. Hu she'anavi omer v'Hashem Elokim emet. This is what the prophet meant when he said, Hashem Elokim is truth. Hu levado ha'emet. He is the only truth that exists. ואין לאחר אמת כאמיתתו. There's nothing else which can be compared to the truth of his existence, which is absolute truth. והוא שהתורה אומרת, אין עוד מלבדו. This is what the Torah meant when it says, nothing else exists except him. There's all the created beings. כלומר, אין שם מצוי אמת מלבדו כמותו. Because there's no other truly existing entity which is like Hashem, who exists because of his the truth of his being, and not like all other truths which exist and are truly existing as long as he wants them to be there. They depend on him and he doesn't depend on anything. Hamatzui hazeh hu Elohei ha'olam adon kol ha'aretz. Now he's coming after that we know that Hashem exists and he created all. Now he's telling us about Hashgah Prati, that Hashem rules over the world. Hamatzui hazeh hu Elohei ha'olam. He's the God of the world. Adon kol ha'aretz. He's the Lord of the land. Hu ha'manhig ha'galgal bekoach she'en lo ketz v'tachlit. And all the rotating bodies in the universe, which are millions and billions of worlds rotating in their orbits, stars. Each star is a gigantic world. He is the power behind all of them, their existence and their rotation, the power to rotate. He's giving them that power. With a power which has no limits. Bekoach she'en lo hefsek. Will never stop. A power which never stops. She'agalgal sovev tamid. Ve'i efshar she'isov belo misabeb. We see that all the universe, all the different worlds in the universe, stars, or planets, whatever you want to call them, are all rotating, and nothing rotates without someone who's spinning them. They don't rotate on their own. He is the one behind it all. Hu baruch hu amisabeb oto belo yad velo guf. Hashem is causing them to rotate without any physical hand or body. That means we know that in this world, a person can make something rotate, through spin it with his hand or something like that. But Hashem doesn't need. He is no more, he's everything, but he's a power, unending and beyond time in his power. And that power gives life to everything and makes everything continue to exist, whether it's by rotating or whatever it has to do. V'idiyat davar zeh mitzvat aseh. to know these facts is a positive commandment, which we learn from the Pasuk, Shene'emar, Anuchi Hashem Elokecha, I am the Lord your God. וכל המעלה על דעתו שיש שם אלוה אחר חוץ מזה, עובר בלא תעשה. And anyone who would think or imagine that there is another God besides Hashem, he is transgressing the negative commandment, שנאמר, לא יהיה לך אלוהים אחרים על פניי. You are forbidden to believe in any other God besides me. וכופר בעיקר, this is called כופר בעיקר, that means he disbelieves in the most ultimate truth of the Torah, before any of the truths of the Torah, which is that Hashem exists and Hashem created and Hashem rules. שזהו העיקר הגדול שהכל תלוי בו, because on this basic tenet and belief of the existence of Hashem, everything comes to be. And nothing can be without Hashem being. Eloah ze ehad hu, ve'eno shnayim. This God is one and not two. Ve'lo yeter al shnayim, and not more than two. Ela ehad, she'en ki yehudo ehad min ahadim anemsa'im ba'olam. He is one, but one that cannot be compared to any other single entities in the world which are one. There's one of a kind, let's say. Lo ehad keminyan shehu kolel ahadim harpe. Not like one, which is the number one, which is mathematics, which is made up of many many parts till it became one complete entity. You have a quarter, you have a third, a quarter, then you have half, then you have three quarters, then you have a full entity. So that one can be divided up. Lo ehad kemin shehu kolel ahadim harbe. Not like one that can be divided up into others. Velo ehad keguf shehu nehelak lemahalakot ulketzavot. And not like one person, for example, a man, for example, that he has many limbs. And he divides up to 248 limbs. Ele yahud she'en yahud acher kemoto ba'olam. Hashem's oneness is a total oneness, and nothing else can be compared to His oneness. Ilu hayu elahut harbe, hayu gufin v'givuyot. If you would imagine or think or believe that there are many gods, those gods must be physical, because they're limited. Because where this God ends, the other God starts. When this one ends, the other one starts. So all of them are entities on their own, separate from one another. And they're not like Hashem, who is unlimited in space, time, or power. מפני שאין הנמנים, אין הנמנים השווים בציאותם נפרדים זה מזה, אלא במאוראין שיערעו בגופות. They have to be physical. And that's why we can say, like, you know, say by the angels, this is Gabriel, this is Michael, this is Raphael, each one with his specific purpose. They have to be separate entities and not a complete, total one entity like Hashem, who has no end to his being. They have to be physical, in other words. V'ilu haya yotzer guf v'gibiya. If, God forbid, Hashem would have been physical, haya lo ketz v'tachlit, he would have limitations. She'i efshal liyot guf she'en lo ketz. There's no such thing as a body which is unending. Because the body has a form, and a form, wherever it is and as big as it is, it's limited. It exists within its confines of that body. B'chol she'esh legufo ketz v'tachlit, yesh lekocho ketz v'tachlit. So the moment you believe in those type of gods, so the moment that they are They are limited physically because they have a form, a shape, and a place. So they also their powers would be limited. But our God, the one we believe in, blessed is His name, since His power is unlimited, both in the essence of power and in its and in time. The proof is that everything is rotating and living and being non-stop. So this cannot be a power which stems from a physical being. And since he's not physical, so we cannot attribute to him any physical concepts, because that would immediately mean that he divides up into separate entities. And then he's limited. And then he's physical and he has a body, etc. Therefore, he must be one. The entity that we believe in, God, he is one. One where there's no other like him. This is also the mitzvah of emunah be'achdut Hashem, to believe that Hashem is one. We see in the prophets, in the Torah, and the prophets, that Hashem is not physical. He is at once in the heavens and in the earth. A body can't be in two places. You can't be in heaven and in earth. So he must be without any physicality at all. That's why when he revealed himself in Har Sinai, we say he didn't see any form. He didn't see anything which has form. Because Hashem is invisible and he's unending. Etc. Who can you compare me to? And if he was physical, then he would be like anything else which is physical. He would not be exclusive. Then the Rambam asks, "In ken ma uzeh shekatuv betorah v'tahat raglav ketuvim be'etzva elukim?" Kavyachol, he has legs, fingers. Yad Hashem, Enei Hashem. He has hand. He has eyes. Ozne Hashem, he has ears. V'kiyotze b'dvarim ha'elu. The Torah tells us all these things. V'yar Hashem, v'yishma Hashem, etc. V'yar Hashem, he smells. So the Rambam answers, Hakol lefi da'atan shel b'nei Adam. Divra Torah kelshon b'nei Adam. That means language which human beings invented for communication. Every language is relating to things which are physical, which we can, which we know in this world, which you can touch, or you can look at, you can see, or you can hear, or you can, you know, with all the senses, we can visualize them and feel them and know them using the five senses. So the Torah speaks to us concerning God as if He's also physical, to give us some sort of a form of understanding, because we have no other way. Because if you say He's unending in time, space and power, so, you know, how do we talk about Him? How can we relate to Him? There's no way, there's no language, no word which can convey that concept of God. So we speak as men, as human beings speak, relating Him to different physical entities in our world, although He's not physical. Hakol lefi da'atan shel b'nei Adam. הוא שאינן מכירים אלא הגופות, since human beings only know something which is physical, ודברי התורה כלשון בני אדם, so the Torah speaks in their language, as if Hashem also is physical. והכל כינויים הן, these are all כינויים. כינויים are?
Nicknames.
I don't want that word.
Euphemisms.
That sounds bad. Euphemisms. Euphemisms. In other words, that's why we say Shem Havaya is Shem Ha'etzem. It's Hashem's name. But all the other names depict how he relates to us, whether in loving kindness, like El, or as a judge in Elohim, and all the other kinuyim, El, Rahum, Hanun, Erech Apayim, Rav Hesed Ve'emet, they're all different attributes and ways that he relates to us, and we call him by those attributes because now he's relating to us with that attribute. But they're all kinuyim, they're not an actual name. They're not depicting Hashem in any way or telling you anything about him. Just telling you how he relates to us. שנאמר, אם שנותי ברק חרבי, וכי חרב יש לו. That means like Hashem has a sword. He has a sword, he needs a sword. ובחרב הוא הורג, he kills with a sword. אלא משל, והכל משל. It's all a משל. How do you say a mashal? Also
analogy.
Analogy. Raya ledavar, שנביא אחד אומר שראה הקדוש ברוך הוא לבושי כתלג היבה. The proof is, one of the prophets saw Hashem like completely covered in white garments. ואחד ראה הוא חמוץ בגדים מבוצרה. Another one saw him in bloody garments coming from Bocra. משה רבנו עצמו ראהו על הים כגיבור עושה מלחמה. על קריאת ים סוף, משה saw him in a vision of like a great warrior. ובסיני כשליח ציבור עטוף. And in הר סיני, at מתן תורה, the vision was like a שליח ציבור praying, covered with his talit. What does all this mean? One day he's wearing black garments, one day white garments, one day he's praying, one day he's fighting. What does it mean? Lomar she'en lo dmut v'tzura. He has no form. It teaches you that he has no form and no shape. Ela kol b'mar'e ha'nevu'ah u'b'mahazeh. All these are prophetic visions that Hashem allows the prophet to see in order to understand a specific aspect of Hashem's hanhaga at that time or place. How he's relating to us. באמיתת הדבר, אין דעתו של אדם מבין ולא יכולה להשיג ולחקרו. The truth is, it's something impossible for the human mind, which is so limited and physical, to ever understand. וזה שאמר הכתוב, החקר אלוה תמצא, someone who's going to try and understand God, he's going to find understanding. אם התכלית שדי תמצא, he's going to get to the bottom of understanding his creator. No way. And he ends up by saying, והואיל והדבר כן, כן הוא, כל הדברים הללו יוצא בהם שנאמר בתורה ובדברי הנביאים, הכל משל ובליצה. It brings more examples. ואיזה ראווה, אני אומר, ראווה. Where's the Rabban? Be'ezat Hashem, next time we'll continue from Ben Avodah Lezulato.